which is not possible to know what it is. But if you want to realize it, you should wait until it comes to you. If you know if you want to talk about which is not possible to talk about, present some words to me.
Rōchō Roshi, incessant change and evanescence everywhere. Life is so short. What is the most important thing to do?
To continue everyday practice forever.
Thank you, Roshi. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, if I look at the moon, on one hand I may think, this is the moon. And on the other hand I may think, this is my own eye. Is this Nirmanakaya and Sambhogakaya?
Yes, it is. The moon you see by your eyes, and your eyes is not different actually. So that is Nirmanakaya Buddha.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, recently in my Zazen, I have been putting forth every bit of effort that I can find. And before too long that I've been sitting there, I think, that I should slow down, that I'm trying too hard to have good practice. And then I think, no, I'm not trying too hard. I'm putting forth my very best effort. And I really do not understand what you mean when you say, put forth your very best effort, but be careful that you do not try too hard. I do not know where to draw a line. I don't know when I'm doing one thing and when I'm doing the other. Could you please say something that would help me now?
Try your best effort means not to lose your way. Always keep up with your practice. That is what I mean. Of course, doesn't practice. It's difficult because we should reject the two extremes. While you are practicing, it while you are keep up with your practice, everyday practice. You will find out how to reject the two extremes. So, when you become frustrated, when you have problems, when you are discouraged, at that time, you should try your best effort to resume your own practice. That is what I mean.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, very often I feel your compassion. I don't understand emptiness. I was wondering where compassion is in emptiness.
Compassion will be directed, will be on always some phenomenal world. Which causes our attachment. Originally, everything is empty. That is how our compassion arises. So, compassion and somethingness and emptiness is the same, has the same quality. When we understand emptiness, we become compassionate on something which exists in terms of material or spiritual. So emptiness is not different from compassion. It is source of compassion.
I'm not sure I understand, but I don't know what to say about my not understanding. I can't ask another question.
Prayer, there's something that should be compassion. Compassion should be always on every being. Like everything arrives from emptiness.
Roshi, there you sit, resolute in your serenity, and here am I, miserable and quivering in my confusion. And as I tried to think of a question for you, I just became hopelessly tangled up in my own thoughts. And then, just now, I thought, well, you probably had to go through the same thing at one time, too. And you probably had to try and think of a question for your master. And what did you do? Did you become hopelessly confused like me, or did you find some way out?
As you have someone to ask about, you you don't know. You say you don't know what to do. If there's no one to ask you, ask about the confusion. Then what is the confusion? The confusion itself is already the meaning of that, your own experience which you have get through. So, to ask questions, to present questions is a kind of communication, mutual understanding. It means that to extend your experience. So you should accept the confusion as your experience of life. To be in confusion means to be in, to be anicca. The boundless mercy of the Buddha, we should accept in that way. And we should lead our life in this way.
Thank you very much. Dōchō Roshi, some Zen masters, both contemporary and historical, have put a great deal of emphasis on reaching Kensho. They put emphasis on method and posture, but here at Tassajara and at Sekoji, we don't do that.
Well, then what will you do? What will you do here? Here, it is necessary to have confidence to keep up. With everyday activity which is going here. If it is difficult to do everything perfectly, then choose something like Zazen practice or like Sutra reciting, like study, sutra study. Choose one or two out of many activities and try to be concentrated on the activity you have chosen and try to do it satisfactorily.
Thank you very much. Coach Roshi, how may this Lotus Sutra be used to gain salvation?
We don't know how many. Still, the salvation is going. It may go forever.
Docho Roshi,
there are many questions about how hard and how long the stream outside Tassajara has been flowing a long time. I wish to ask it now, how long and how hard must it flow? Listen.
If you notice that point, that is Buddha's, that is Buddha's summon.
Docho Roshi, Dr. Roshi.
I'm so grateful to you and Tassahara and the Zen Center that I'd like to study Zen. What should I do first?
You should do something in right time, in the right way. Try to keep up with the practice.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, I do not understand the meaning of your life. We have been given to understand that meaning is eternal. Is it possible for me to relate eternal meaning to this transient body?
Yes, it is possible. And eternal meaning is actually in your everyday life. So there is no need to figure out what is the meaning of life. Especially for you. I say what you are doing is very good. So don't try to figure out the meaning of your life. If you to me, your life is meaningful, but I don't know right now. It is meaningful for you or not. But whether, whatever, however, your life is meaningful. Very meaningful, and that you are struggling with it is also meaningful. Don't lose another aspect of your life. Don't stick to one aspect only.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, would you explain what it means to be a serious Zen student?
Serious? Excuse me. Serious Zen?
Serious student of Zen Buddhism.
Serious student of Zen Buddhism. Don't try to be serious. Just keep up with our practice. Try to get up earlier than others. Stay in bed. Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, I carry a very weak light to help me find my way through the darkness that I feel breathing all around me. I go very slowly, and I am very deeply grateful for your patience and understanding and how you help me.
Go slowly, as much as you can.
Dr. Roshi, your kindness touches my heart.
Maybe because I am not so kind.
Thank you very much. Dr. Roshi, you say that we're all one, and why are we, is everything so different?
Yeah. Because it is different. They are all one. If it is same, no, it is not even one. We say one because they are different. If it is, you know, same from the beginning, it is, there is no need to say one. Okay.
Thank you very much. I too want to know the meaning of human existence. The meaning of human existence?
Human existence. Human existence is the characteristic of human existence. The existence is divine. We are a dualistic being. That is our characteristic of life. So, if you attach to one on one side of our life, we will lose. We will be completely lost because we have double nature. So our understanding of life should be double structure.
You have told us that we are not alike at all. And also you tell us that we should develop consideration for each other. How can we develop a feeling for what goes on in other people's minds, for how they think, how they react, why they react, and how they live, so that we can develop consideration for them?
to be able to understand reality from various angles, even though it is not possible to understand things from various angles, we should reside always. Some understanding for someone else. And try to understand. Others feel, others understand. Others understanding may not be always right, sometimes wrong, sometimes right. As you understand, it's sometimes right and sometimes wrong. But without being caught by the idea of right or wrong, we should try to understand something which is something wrong, as well as something which is right. This is, if you try to do it, this is very difficult. But the only way is to practice that, to be concentrated on your Zazen practice, not the way you practice Zazen and the way you do something in your everyday life is not the same. Your everyday life will be good when your practice is good. Because your everyday life will be supported by your power of practice. So, best way for us is to be concentrated on our Zazen. This is enough. The most important point. Something everyday practice will be taken care of if your everyday life is concentrated on your Zazen.
Dr. Roshi, I have many questions and I can't choose between them. And so I just want to say that you're the only faith that is here for me. And I want to thank you.
Yeah, but to choose something and be concentrated on something you have chosen. Choose some problem and try to be concentrated that.
On that what?
On that problem. On the problem you have chosen.
What if it seems insurmountable?
Choose something easy. Choose easy.
I always forget when I'm going to say it in this ceremony because it's so formal. But I hope you have a good day today and we can practice together in the group.
Dacha Roshi, you told us once that we are each our own teachers. And so every question I thought of for you, I could answer. But I felt that I should ask them anyway. How can I trust my own answers?
Your own answer. Maybe you cannot completely trust any answer, whether it is your answer or my answer. You cannot trust it completely. But when you ask me questions, it is a kind of communication to share the problem. It's the point of asking questions.
But I get very frustrated because you never answer. You just substitute words, and there's never an answer.
To understand in that way, it's better. Not to rely on the answer so much, but to present some questions that is enough. To whom you are asking.
To all of you.
All of you? Yeah. All of me, but. All of. Yeah, I really understand all of me. All of me, what you see and what you do not see.
I don't know that I understand it all. I feel there is much there.
I am here. But before I am here, what exists here. Something you don't know exists. I am someone who exists here, who is speaking something. And I am also someone who someone which does not appear in this way. Before I say something, before I exist here, something is here with all being. And I am both someone who has formal character. Saman, who has no form and no cup. And he was speaking to someone who has body and mind.
Thank you very much.
Vachoroshi, may we all understand our true home by the use of these words in the sermon.
I couldn't follow it.
I hope
uh-huh.
that we all come to understand our true home.
Uh-huh.
By the use of these words in the ceremony.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I hope so.
Dr. Roshi, will you please tell me why I judge myself and all as good and bad students?
I couldn't follow.
Will you please tell me why I judge myself and others as good and bad students?
Judge or discriminate, do you mean?
Yes.
You are a good student. There is no need to compare you to someone else. You have your own good quality, which no one has. So you are independent. And when you become you yourself, you will be with all your friends.
Roshi, why do I feel hatred, repugnance, and disgust?
Maybe because you want to solve everything, every problem, in limited sense. By limited way. That is why. You should wait. You should do one by one. Then there is no hatred. Or no bad feeling.
How do you mean one by one?
One by one? Just to do something in time. To keep up with other practice. That is the main point. And don't discriminate your work too much. Within your limited time, and material or space. You should do your best, whether it is good or bad. No one knows whether it is good or bad.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Rossi?
I have a question, but I can't see it, and so I can't grasp it. So I don't know what it is, and so I don't know how to ask it.
Yeah, the basic problem is the same for everyone. Anyway, as long as you are here, don't be too much concern about yourself or what you do or what others do. Just observe the Sahara as one body, as one person who has every part of body, hands, legs, head, ears, eyes. And let it work without not much mistake. If you try to practice our way, every day practice our way with this idea, then there is salvation for each one of us.
Thank you very much.
What have you told us this morning to concentrate on one activity?
What I mean is not so complicated thing, you know. Try to get up, you know, before, you know, alarm, or, you know, try not to eat too much. That kind of thing. Yes. Anything which you think you want to try.
I thought that you meant that for a long period of time you should concentrate on one thing.
Yeah, that is something which you should do always for a long period of time.
Concentrate on one thing? Pick one thing?
Yeah, that is very good practice.
Because myself, I tend not to do that at all.
Never
pick up one thing.
Mm-hmm. So stick to one practice forever. That is very good.
Thank you.
Senator Roshi, I'm troubled by your saying that you don't trust us.
I want to encourage you to stick to something. Not in term of good or bad, but anyway, like water, stick to the lower place. That kind of, without that kind of spirit, we cannot trust anyone, you know, until we can see that kind of practice in some other person.
Then we can trust them. So we can trust you. But you cannot trust us.
Yeah, maybe I'm trying always to stick to something. Not because this is good or bad. Whether it is good or bad, to stick to one thing. When you stick to one thing only, you know, it may be something understood as something good. Sometimes it may be understood something which is bad. But whether it is good or bad, it is out of question. If it is helpful for to me and for others, we should stick to one practice.
Thank you very much.
Dōchō Roshi, how can we make our marriage with Buddha more real?
Marriage? More real. That's a good question. Marriage is not so real. I agree with you. So, if you want to have real marriage, you should polish yourself and you should try to relate yourself to someone else, whether your friend is man or woman. Your wife should be your lover. In my hand, and should be you, someone who is nothing to do with you, someone who is quite independent from you. That is your wife. Wife is someone, some human being which you don't know, of which you can some usual person which you do not, which is nothing to do with you. And at the same time, she will be your friend, or your best friend, and someone who you love most. Your wife has two sides. Ordinary, just ordinary. And someone who you love. Okay.
Dokcho Roshi. The only words I have this morning are not words.
We are, you know, discussing. It's not possible to discuss by words. So how actual words should go? This is how actual words should go. Words is, by words we should communicate something which is not possible to put, to limit by our words.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Roshi, who is practicing harder now? Me or the clock?
Which? Boss. When you practice hard, crack, practicing hard. Crack. We must practice everything. I think so.
Thank you very much.
Dokcho Roshi, I am very afraid a lot of the time. I am afraid now. Can you help me?
Afraid of what? Afraid of something which you cannot figure out? Mm-hmm.
I think I'm afraid of being hurt and being lost.
It's lost? No, that is not possible. You are here for me. And there is no need to be afraid of. Because, you know, to be a, because anyway you are changing. If you are afraid of being always changing. So that is, maybe that is why you are afraid. But if you are changing always, why don't you try to change for better? As long as you are making that effort, there is no need to be afraid of anything. Even a little bit. Even a little bit change for the better will work.
To wash away all of the questions that I have.
The questions still come, but they seem to flow away. Try to hold a question and to give it a form. Keeps me from hearing your words this morning and from hearing the sound of the stream.
It feels strange for me to do without a question. And so I'd just like to thank you for your wisdom and for your kindness in being here with us.
Yeah. People that listen and talk in this way, everything is going like electric lamp. The current is always going back and forth. It looks like very sudden, but it is not. Actually, it is not, as we see. So, the moment we appear, we vanish. We are in state like this, all that is our life. That is everything, how everything exists, and that is how Sambhogakaya Buddha exists. So, when we understand our life in that way, there is no problem at all. The emperor of Yan asked Bodhidharma, what is the first principle? Buddha said, who is it in front of you? Buddha said, there is no holy person or common person. And the emperor said, who are you in front of me? Bodhidharma said, I don't know. Bodhidharma, in his answer, appeared to be someone who is just sitting without thinking, without doing anything. Being with everything, without form, without color. He revealed himself in that way for the emperor. But emperor wanted to know someone who is wise, who is powerful, who is learned, who is very helpful. So, this question and answer was not so successful. We should know, we should understand ourselves in two ways. As some person and as someone which has no name body or no mind. To understand ourselves in this way is liberation from myself. And true understanding of ourselves, when we say things as it is, means that to understand ourselves from viewpoint of being and non-being, that is how we understand ourselves. That is how we should exist as a human being in this world. Or else we will be lost. Right now, most people lead their life as someone who is known to each other, but we lose the another point, that is why. This world is so busy and noisy. When we understand our world in this way, with calmness of your mind, our mind, we will have compassionate mind for the people who is just involved in one-sided view. Our practice should be concentrated on this point. By doing trivial, near at hand practice, that you can. Thank you.